For the first 15 years of my career, I really focused on learning a broad skill set of how business gets completed. For this second phase of my career, where I've been really focused is bringing more mission into the work that I do. Having those technical tools and skills is a really good foundation to have to be more creative. So I wanted to take problems in regulated industries that probably will not be solved in one generation's lifetime and start applying some of these new techniques to see if we can start to have some of those breakthrough moments, those moments that matter. And the areas that I really wanted to focus in on where my passion lies is really in helping women and children globally to have more dignity and respect in operating in the world. I didn't see much of a purpose in being a woman in STEM with a position of authority and power if I wasn't using that to lift the voices of some of the most marginalized in our populations. And so it sounds like I'm applying things in a lot of different areas, but when you get down to it from an AI and data science perspective, my area of expertise is really at that intersection between regulated data sets and needing very secure containers in order to be able to use those to have breakthrough moments. So in human trafficking, identification and acceleration, an example of how we use that was being able to build models that could recognize when criminals were using the dark web and the IP addresses that they are using to commit their crime are extensive. We're looking for that one time when they screwed up and logged in from a Starbucks by their home and didn't obscure their location, because I don't need to know exactly where they are in order to get it to the right law enforcement agency for follow-up and recovery of a victim. But I do need to know where in the world, what country that report may have come from. And when you're working from a global tech company, that can be really difficult to do given the volumes that they deal with.